High pressure will continue to build in from the upper Great Lakes today and bring us a couple of gorgeous, slightly cooler than normal days leading into the holiday weekend. With an upper-level trough departing in a northwesterly flow, there may be some periods of stratocumulus, especially over the higher elevations today. As a busy breeze out of the northwest ushers in a new refreshing air mass, high temperatures will peak in the low to mid-70s with dew points falling back into the 50s, making for a noticeably less humid feel to the air as the day progresses. As the high begins to crest over the region, we'll have a calm and cool night under clear skies with lows in the 40s to near 50 degrees. As the high builds gradually to the east into New England tomorrow, we'll have another sunny, comfortable late summer day with temperatures running just below normal, peaking once again in the low to mid-70s. As the high continues to move east, clouds may begin to increase heading overnight into Saturday as a warm front approaches from the Ohio Valley with a more southerly flow picking up around the backside of the departing area of high pressure. Even with the warm front moving through, chances of showers or storms won't really increase until late Saturday, and even then they'll be mainly to the north and west of the capital region. With the more southerly flow, temperatures look like they'll tick back up slightly above normal with highs in the low to mid-80s and dew points on the rise as well. Unseasonably warm and humid conditions are expected through the holiday weekend and into midweek as a sprawling area of high pressure stays well out over the Atlantic with a cold front creeping toward us from the northwest. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast. Scattered strong storms are possible today from the mid-Missouri Valley southward into the southern high plains. Additional but more widely scattered strong storms may occur from the mid-Mississippi and lower Ohio valleys into North Carolina. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees on Wednesday at Death Valley, California, to a low this morning of 30 degrees at Spinach Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, it'll be sunny with a high in the mid-80s and a northwest wind around 15 miles an hour. In Boston, sunny with a high near 80 and a northwest wind around 10 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny and cool with a high near 70 and a northwest wind near 15 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 78 degrees with a record of 98 set in 1948. Normal minimum temperature is 58 degrees with a record of 42 set in 1982. Sunrise and sunset data for today, August the 28th. Sunrise 6:16 a.m. Sunset. That will come at 7:36 p.m. For tomorrow, the 29th, sunrise at 6:17 a.m. and sunset at 7:35 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly sunny today with highs in the mid-70s and a north wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mostly clear with patchy fog after midnight, cooler with lows in the mid-40s and a northwest wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today, cooler with highs in the upper 70s and a northwest wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, clear and cool with lows in the lower 50s, winds becoming light and variable. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly sunny today with highs in the mid-70s and a northwest wind increasing to around 15 miles an hour this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog after midnight, winds out of the northwest from 5 to 10 miles an hour. It'll be cooler with lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, partly sunny today with highs in the mid-70s and a northwest wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog after midnight, cooler with lows in the upper 40s and a northwest wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly sunny today with highs in the mid-70s and a northwest wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog after midnight, lows near 50, and a northwest wind diminishing to around 5 miles an hour after midnight. Your extended forecast region-wide for Friday, sunny, less windy, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Saturday, partly sunny with highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Sunday, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the low to mid 80s. Monday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Tuesday, partly sunny, temperatures in the low to mid 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.